Brer at the free throw line, opposite side of your radio. 6-5, USA leads by a mere point. We're about halfway through the first quarter. Drives right down the lane, trying to go get past Ginther. They take the shot, this one's short, and rebounded by Booms for Harbor Beach. Across the timeline to Kraft. Top of the key, being guarded by Nick Fletcher. And we have a whistle.
Their first foul.
Fouls against number 44, Brennan Ballard, the big man for USA. We also have our first substitution, number 20, Kyle Fletcher, comes in for Ballard.
There's a reason, because Ballard somehow just winds up fouling a lot and gets in foul trouble, sits around a little bit, and says, come in, coach, I want to get back in.
So Mark Gainforth pulls him for the time being. Over to the left corner is Kraft, dribbles back out to the left wing. 4 minutes, exactly halfway through the first quarter, USA leads 6-5. And Kraft out the key, almost 6-3. Did a nice little pump fake over to Hanson now, another three-point shooter for Harbor Beach. He drives in top of the key, beats it into seam, and he goes up, and he's fouled on the way up, so he's going to have two shots coming up here. And the foul is against number 23.
Sean McBrayer?
Yes, it is. Sean McBrayer, the point guard for USA. Now two team fouls on the half. At the line shooting two is number 40, Andrew Seaman. 3:58 left in the first. First one goes off, back to the iron, no good. Score remains 6-5. Seaman for a second. It's up, and that one's no good. Rebound number 20, Kyle Fletcher. McBrayer over to Nick Fletcher, left wing. Drives in against Hanson, picks it back out to Kyle Fletcher, over to McBrayer, left wing, set, pick. And now he picks up his dribble, and McBrayer does, over to Kyle Fletcher into the paint, dribbles to his right side, almost a travel. Fauber takes the shot, and it's good, and he's fouled. Sean Fauber draws the foul on his way up, gives Harbor Beach their first team foul. And it's on number 22, Eli Kraft, so he has one. Harbor Beach has one overall. 8-5, a three-point lead, not the largest, for USA. And Fauber misses the free throw, but USA gets the rebound. Kyle Fletcher goes up, and it's good. So make that a four-point play. After Kyle Fletcher gets the rebound, puts it up, it's now 10-5, largest of the lead for USA. After loose ball, Kraft picks it up at the top of the key. Kicks over to the left wing for Ginther for three. No. Rebound, Kyle Fletcher. The sixth man for USA, making a difference instantly with 3:05 to go in the first. Nick Fletcher in the left corner being guarded by Hanson. Takes it back out. Top of the key. And Rick. McBrayer now has it for them, dribbling around, being guarded by Ginther from AC. Kicks it to his left over to Fauber, and we have a moving screen on USA call. It's going to go against number 20, Kyle Fletcher, and we have a first substitution for Harbor Beach. Sloan Glasky replaces Andrew Seaman, and number 10, Jake Beachy, checks in for 24, Dan Rick. So substitutions for both teams, 2:54 to go in the first. It's 10-5 USA in Harbor Beach. Kraft over to Glasky in the right corner. Back to the right wing. At the free throw line is Ginther with it now. Over to the left wing for Hanson for three. This one goes no good. Rebound into the hands of Kyle Fletcher. Still loose on the floor. Ginther dives on it. Saves it over to Glasky, who kicks it back in to the hands of Nick Fletcher. And here comes USA. Still 10-5. USA with the five-point lead with 2:25 left in the first. McBrayer, top of the key, now being guarded by Glasky, trying to force him to his left. Still dribbling, drives in to his left side, out to Nick Fletcher, now top of the key, slows things down over to the Jake Beachy, picks his dribble over to the right wing, back out to Nick Fletcher, dives into the left post, and there's a foul. Jordan Boom cleaned his case, and he went straight up, but the foul was charged against number 32, Jordan Booms. That's his first. High reaches second. So at the line, shooting two for USA is number 5, Nick Fletcher.
USA is really getting some good action, getting that ball inside into the hoop.
And the shot is up. First free throw is good for Nick Fletcher. It's now 11-5, a six-point lead, the largest of the night for USA. USA has come out and shot in plenty of threes, so they've made plenty as well. Next stop, we're going to have a substitution in. After the second one is made, Joey Southgate replaces Nick Fletcher. So now it's a 7-point lead for the Patriots in Harbor Beach. Kraft brings it across the timeline, left to right across the radio, drives into the top of the key, over to Class C right wing. He brings it up over to the top. Into Booms at the left elbow. He drives into the baseline, picks up his dribble right there. Out to Glasky at the left elbow again. To Booms in the left corner for three. This one's long. Rebound Hansen, the shortest man on the team for Harbor Beach. Over to Kraft, right wing, drives into the right post, goes up, and that one goes no good. And Booms went up, got the rebound. On his way up, there's a whistle. Looks like it's going to be charged against USA. Fouls on number one, Joey Southgate. That's USA's third. We're going to have a substitution after this first free throw. Number 24, Dan Rick's going to check back in. The line shooting two, number 32, Jordan Booms. And it's good. Harbor Beach is now 1-for-3 from the line. Andrew Seaman missed a pair early. Dan Rick replaces Faber. Looks like he got a haircut since last week. I'm sure you're really appreciative of that. 12-6, a 6-point lead for USA. As the second free throw from Booms for Harbor Beach goes no good. And Kyle Fletcher picks it up for USA. Here comes McGrair across the timeline. 90 seconds left in the first. 12-6, USA over Harbor Beach. McGrair to Kyle Fletcher, right elbow, back up to Rick, top of the key. He likes to shoot the three from the top over to Southgate, right wing. He drives into the paint on the left elbow, picks up his dribble to McGrair from the free throw line, kicks it into Kyle Fletcher, the right post. The only problem is Kyle Fletcher drove into the paint, and it goes right out of bounds.
He gave up an open shot, a beautiful open shot, for a better shot that it was an errant pass. But probably should have taken the original one.
So, over to Ginther, with 1 minute to go in the right corner, kicks it back out. Right to us. Ryan Brown with quick hands there. Throws it right out of bounds. Looks like it was tipped, is the word from the officials. So, Sloan Glasky has it right in front of us at midcourt. Into Hansen, top of the key. Back over to Glasky, over to Hansen, over to Kraft, left wing. Trying to feed it into Booms, nothing there. McFallard, the big man for USA, sitting on the bench with one foul. Booms in the left post, turns and spins, stand down the baseline, goes up for a hard two. Jordan Booms now has three and cuts the lead down to 4 for USA. 34 seconds left in the first. McGrair, the right elbow, brings it back out, slows up, and wants to set a set. USA calling for the last shot. It's 12-8. USA leads Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach District Quarterfinals. Now to Rick, being guarded by Klasky. Top of the key, drives into the lane, and goes up, and it's good with 14 seconds left. So Dan Rick goes in. He has 5 now, and it's 14-8. USA with 6-point lead as Kraft drives in to the free throw line, extends the right side with a jump shot, and it's good. And McGrair brings it down the court for the last second chuck in. That one's no good. End of the first quarter, it's 14-10 USA over Harbor Beach. Here tuned to WLEW.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Looking for a fine luxury car? Look no further. We have a great selection of brand new Lincolns on the lot. Our Lincoln selection is larger than any other in the thumb. We have the luxurious MKZ, MKS, MKX, and MKT all in stock. You can't beat the quality and beauty in a Lincoln. Step up to one of these premium automobiles. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
We're back here in Harbor Beach. Second quarter has now begun. It's 14-10 USA with the lead as Kraft takes the three for Harbor Beach to start it out. That one goes no good. Rebound Harbor Beach. Jordan Booms with the long two, about 3 inches short of a three. And it's good. Jordan Booms now has 5. It's 14-12 USA with only a 2-point lead. Ballard's back in the game for USA. and McGrair has the left wing. Ballard in the left post up, and it's